Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, I almost feel like I'm on a roll now. See, I've been live constantly now for a week. That's great. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. We're going to talk about the pelvis and using the pelvis as a means, you know, using it as a target. Is that a good idea? He doesn't think so. There's a lot of reasons that make it a good idea, but those are logistically challenging, and we're going to talk about them with Aaron in the second hour. I keep looking at the landscape as the gun grabbers attempt constantly to, or they try to adapt constantly to the ever-changing landscape of things that fail. And, you know, in the past, it hasn't always been this way. When Julius Caesar was stabbed 6,000 times in 44 B.C., the people of Rome did not ban knives. But just like in Washington State, they pushed I-594, the so-called universal background check, arguing, once again, that this would prevent criminals and crazy people from getting guns. And yet, as soon as everything starts to fade away, we start getting reports underscoring why that's wishful thinking. Like this one coming out of KOMO, local ABCU affiliate. Seattle police bagged a couple of bad guys and several stolen firearms at a storage facility. This follows a report from a couple of weeks ago on KIRO about a Burien pawn shop raid that netted a bunch of stolen guns. Criminals deal in stolen guns. Stolen guns are a category that the politicians cannot possibly control. They exist in their own ecosystem, if you will. Criminal dealers of stolen guns overlook inconveniences such as background checks. However, in an email appeal that went out Friday, Stephanie Irvin with the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility, or WAGR, which championed I-594, lamented that the gun lobby and their allies in both parties have been relentlessly attacking universal background checks at every opportunity and blocking other common sense gun safety proposals, most notably extreme risk protection orders. This is pre-crime. We just passed that here in South Carolina. Pre-crime. This is the possibility, the extreme risk protection order. This is where you've been married to somebody and you get a divorce from them and she says that you're going to kill them and then you lose all of your rights just because she said so. Or maybe he said so. Or maybe it just happens automatically. In the same message, Ms. Irvin lauded movement on another piece of legislation about mental health, named in honor of Joel Reuter, a 28-year-old software engineer suffering from bipolar disorder who was killed on Capitol Hill during a psychotic episode. Reuter was killed by Seattle police sharpshooters in 2013 after firing shots from his apartment. And there's an interesting quote from his father, Doug. It says a lot about the very little being done with people who are seriously mentally ill. Doug Reuter said, politicians like to point at guns in order to distract from a lack of treatment for the mentally ill. They do absolutely nothing to help the mentally ill. Yes, checks and balances need to be in place to protect civil liberties, but I don't think Joel's civil liberties were violated at all. And Mr. Reuter nails it in his quote, because you can take that and substitute certain words and you've got the essence of gun control. Gun control, when politicians propose gun control, this is a distraction for you. This is a distraction from them explaining, you know, they're not going to try to explain why they can't keep dangerous people off the streets, why they can't keep the mentally ill off the streets. They'll tell you, as an example for the mentally ill, that we don't have enough beds for the mentally ill. So using that as a rationalization is perfectly okay for a James Holmes or an Aaron Alexis or somebody else, because there's no bed for them, to go in and go into Aurora and shoot everybody up, or go to the D.C. Naval Yard and shoot everybody up. But, you know, they weren't treated inhumanely. Gun control is a distraction. Mr. Reuters, you know, he was just speaking, saying, and I wish I'd thought of this. I wish I had articulated this, because it's the truth. Gun control and everything else they get out there where they're talking about preventative stuff that does nothing at all with the root cause of what's going on is a distraction to point away from their failure. This is a good time to ask why people that are not seriously mentally ill, for example, should not be institutionalized. I hear about the unavailability of beds, but to a degree that seems like something of a cop-out. When we institutionalize people that break the law, them not having a bed is no problem. They give them a little canoe. They can sleep on that. They literally do. It's fiberglass, but it looks like a canoe. It's too far out of the range to suggest they sleep on the floor. It's better to let the dangerously mentally ill people walk the streets. Now, for Wagger and other groups of that type, it should be no wonder to them why law-abiding gun owners and the groups representing them in Olympia and throughout the country are fighting back against I-594 and the things like I-594 that people want to push from state to state. Doug Reuter was right. Politicians, the anti-gun ones who cater to the gun prohibition lobby, do seem to point at guns in order to distract from what they haven't been doing to keep dangerous people off the streets. They're not doing it. They're not getting it done. So what do? They attack a tool, and the only problem is you have a right to that tool. Now, as recent police reports indicate, in Colorado, in Washington State, anywhere in the United States, stolen guns are out there. And nobody bothers with a background check to get them. Nobody is concerned with anything when they're trying to get one of those. People with serious mental illness issues are out there too. And probably some of them that are walking about because there is no bed should be confined for our well-being, where they can't hurt themselves, but more importantly, where they can't hurt us. So, you know, as far as criminals are concerned, there's no amount of red tape and legal hoops that you can pile on, honestly. You can't put this on the back of honest citizens. It's not going to prevent outlaws from getting guns, no matter what you do. Eroding the ability of law-abiding citizens to defend themselves against such criminals as these that don't go through the system that we have to go through, from gun registration schemes to so-called gun-free zones to universal background checks, is you're never going to get that utopian society. It doesn't exist. Even if you create it, anti-gunners, even if you go into a place all by your lonesome and create it, one of these criminals will find out about it, and they'll be coming to visit you. And unless you got somebody like me taking up space in there, you are fish in a barrel. I simply choose not to be. I don't hear any bump. No bump music. Well, we should be going into commercial right about now. Going into the break. There we go. All right, we'll be right back.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the fastest growing categories of crime going today is home invasion. They don't know how fast it's going because it's a little difficult to judge because it can change. It can morph. A home invasion that leads to a rape is therefore recorded as a burglary. Go figure. Technically, an illegal entry with the intent to commit a felony and a rape. Why is this important? It's important because it represents a change in criminal methodology. Rather than targeting victims when they're out in public, potentially in view of witnesses and video cameras, which are ever-present nowadays, bad guys have figured out that it's easier to attack us at home, where we are least prepared and most complacent for, you know, well, some of you are anyway. For the defense-minded citizen, this paradigm shift means that you need to reevaluate both your home security and your home defense strategies. I have no home security. This is not, and there's a reason for this. My house is small. If something goes off, if somebody's trying to gain entry to the front door, they have 8 steps before they're standing over me in bed. They have, I think, 17 steps before they're at the back of the house going back out, heading back out into the backyard. Now, there are a couple things I do have. I do have steel doors, and I have dogs. The steel doors, my hope with the steel door is it will buy me some time. Long enough for me to wake up as the dogs go insane. Then, this is in the event that I'm asleep when this is going on. Beside my bed is both an AR and a handgun. I will pick one or the other. I don't need to worry about illumination because I always have a light on in the house that will illuminate where they're coming from and where they might go. So I'm not worried about that. However, that covers me when I'm asleep. When I'm awake, I carry a gun everywhere I go. This is where the re-evaluation of what you do at home has to come into play. I know some of you have children. For example, some of you have children, and as you're walking about the house after a long day at work, right now, one of the ninjas is selling the house. After a long day at work, when you are unwinding, one of the first things you want to pop off or out from inside the waistband is going to be that gun. You can't do it. You shouldn't do it. When most people think of a home intruder, they envision this stereotypical bump in the middle of the night scenario and this plan to grab a pistol from a nightstand response. It's almost like a cliche. Home invasions are much more dynamic than that nowadays. They're committed in broad daylight. They begin with the intruder opening or kicking in the front door, otherwise gaining sudden, unexpected access to your home. And this changes the playing field considerably, and it changes the playing field for the would-be assailant considerably, too. If you are prepared, if you are carrying a gun on you when this happens, the would-be assailant is going to be the would-be assailant who died in the entryway, minimizing the amount of damage he can do. Yes, I did graduate from high school. Limiting the amount of damage he can done. But to defend yourself and your family effectively in that scenario, you've got 3 basic choices. You can be an Olympic-level sprinter, so you can run to your safe room and your weapons and get one that you like. And you need to be able to do this from anywhere in the house. You can have easily accessible safe rooms and gun hides throughout your house. Or you can carry a firearm on your person while in your home. Of all of the things I just described, carrying a gun on you means you have to do nothing to the house structurally. I don't have a safe room. I do have a gun safe, and I have a bunch of knives guns in it. But I have a couple of absolutely ugly functional pieces outside, ready to go, ready to rock, that, hope I never have to use. They're sitting out, waiting. Home carry is the prevention before the cure. Your first line of defense in home defense is home security. If you have a big enough house where home security will alert you. This is the thing. Just like any school, just like Sandy Hook, home security is a passive defensive measure. It's going to slow somebody down. It's not going to stop somebody seriously intent upon getting into your house. So when they're coming in, at best you can hope it slows them down. It might disorient them. You're not going to create a 100% impenetrable house. Home security should be designed to alert you that somebody's trying to come in. That's all it should be. If you have ground level windows, which right here beside me, if they were about 11 inches longer going towards the floor, they'd be doorways. But I have windows, stand up windows. You don't even have to bend over to get in them right here. You've got windows on the front floor, on the bottom floor of your home. You are accessible. So, you need a plan to deal with somebody that might be coming through those windows. The best plan to deal with somebody coming through those windows is lead. And I'm not talking about stashing a gun in every room. If you don't have the gun on you, you can have a gun in every corner of the house. In every corner of the room. But if you don't have it on you, you're talking time. It may only be a few seconds, but time will make a difference. Carrying a gun on your person ensures that you have that on you, no matter what you have. You don't have to have anything special, by the way, to carry in your home in most states. That should be no big deal. But you can check and make sure that's okay. I don't carry pocket pistols when I'm carrying in the house. I carry the biggest thing I can make myself carry. And I do that for a reason, because normally that means I can shoot it really, really fast. The bigger the gun with 9mm. Let me qualify that. Bigger the gun with 9mm, the easier it is to keep it on target. If I have to shoot from inside my house, if I have to put my family through the trauma of that kind of a fight, I'm going to make sure that it was very expensive for the person that caused me to do it. And you can too. You can as well. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what some members of Congress are doing to try to hold the federal government at bay. These are guys we need to get behind. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Number get in, 877-317-6432. Some members of Congress are actually doing what I would like to see them all doing. Right now, John Boehner should be leading the charge, but he's somewhere in a corner crying. But not Chief Deputy Whip Patrick McHenry. He's introduced H.R. Quadruple X. That's what it's called. I don't know what that stands for. The Ammunition and Firearms Protection Act. That would prevent the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives from classifying M855 ammunition as armor-piercing and from instituting any ban on the sale and manufacture of ammunition that is intended, marketed, and sold for rifle use. McHenry said the proposed ban is but the latest step in President Obama's assault on our Constitution and Bill of Rights. While I'm glad the ATF acknowledged the vast public and congressional outcry against this plan, they have still left open the possibility that it could be proposed again in the future, and many congressional Democrats have called for just that. The Ammunition and Firearms Protection Act would put an end to this attack on our Second Amendment, by ensuring this popular ammunition used by countless law-abiding American sportsmen remains available and not subject to any future ATF bans. Okay. My first problem is, why are McHenry and Goodlatte the only two that I see by name doing this? The entire, and now I know some of these guys are distracted right now. They're distracted by, and it's just like gun control. It's just like gun control. It's a distraction from what, you know, some things that they're trying to do in the background. I agree that all things related to Benghazi are important. That doesn't mean that we grind to a halt. But beyond that, what are they doing in Congress? What are they doing of any substance? I'm sure that they passed a few continuing resolutions here and there, and there's been a few bills and McConnell's trying to go through that backlog of stuff that showed up from the House while Reid was in charge of the Senate. He's maybe looking at that. I'm sure all that's going on. McConnell actually stood up and showed that he had a pair because he said Lynch is not going to come up for a vote until we have this human trafficking bill up or down, which the Democrats wrote, and there's some anti-abortion language in it. So now they're against. They were for it before they were against it. Now they're against it. They want the Republicans to strip the language from the bill that's been out there for months. That got lots of press. And in the meantime, this ammo thing, it's finally made it into the mainstream. Big deal. The ATF got 80,000 comments regarding this. 80,000 comments. This is what this is what this is about, folks, is they want to ban rifle ammunition. Okay? Because if they classify the 855 as armor piercing, that's going to be completely rewriting what is armor piercing. The military does not refer to this as armor piercing. The problem with 855, and the same problem with the 7 and 6 ammunition, is that they make these wounds called ice pick wounds, which are just nice, neat little holes. They don't do any damage to soft tissue when they hit. They're just going so fast, and they weigh just the perfect amount of weight to where they just punch in and punch out. This is not good in the military. Rounds fired at humans are meant to disable the human. That's what they're for. They're not meant to be humane. We went to the one of the reasons we went to the 855 was that the and we're listening to Europe. I never understand why we listen to Europe when it comes to all matters about NATO. I have been stationed in Europe. When I was stationed in Europe, there were more Americans in Germany, or at least from what I saw. Now, I may have been wrong about this, okay, because I didn't take any counts. I was just a lowly enlisted soldier. But when I went to the field to train to defend, West Germany and, by extension, all of Europe, not many West German soldiers there, not very much from the Bundeswehr would be beside me. Now, maybe they were somewhere else. I did notice that their vehicles were the cleanest, prettiest ones I'd ever seen in my life. Armored vehicles that shined. Road wheels on armored vehicles that were armor-alled. Armor-alled! So why we ever listen to Europe is well beyond me. But Europe got out there. The European members of NATO said the M193 was inhumane. It tumbled. It was horrible. So we went to the M855, which was the exact opposite of it. So fast, just the right weight. Punch a nice, clean, narrow hole right through you. And unless it hits a vital organ, well, it's, Yeah, and unlike the police who get out there and want to wear soft armor, when you're in the field and you're in a firefight or whatever, you've got soft armor, you've got backers, and you've got steel plates. You've got all kinds of stuff. You've got layers. But we have this one McHenry. He's out there trying to fight this fight. We need every one of these politicians should be in on this fight. Trey Gowdy. Trey's my guy. He needs to get off of the Benghazi high horse and get down on the ground and start fighting this fight. Boehner needs to be in this. McCarthy, who McHenry is directly under, he needs to be in on this. Every one of these stars, all of you stars in the Republican House, look at Staten, or not Staten, look at Eric Cantor and realize your fate could be the same. Dave Brat disposed of him quite handily because he was too busy playing the mainstream status quo game. And you guys are going to put yourself in a position you don't want to go. Because if they outlaw rifle ammo, which is where they're going, they want to outlaw rifle ammo. Because regular rifle ammo defeats soft armor. It does not defeat hard armor. Not level 3, not level 4. But it defeats the soft armor. The cops are saying there's no need to ban it. And yet, some of you guys are hell-bent on doing it. If you allow it to happen, you guys will get, you will get the unintended consequence of that. You will reap the unintended consequence of that. I have been walking around feeling like a fool for putting on the uniform of the United States military for the longest time. And I've come to this conclusion that I am not a fool. I upheld an ideal. I swore allegiance to the Constitution. I still swear allegiance to the Constitution. And if you guys get out there and squander that, after you've been given this gift of being able to take control and maybe doing something to right the country, you guys will reap the same reward that the ones that are trying to take away all the freedom will get as well. Put that in your status quo pipe and smoke it. Please enjoy it. Try to give up smoking, though. Believe me, you really want to. But that, you know, there needs to be more McHenrys. There needs to be more good lads. Every one of these Republicans that are out there need to be stampeding these two guys to get in there on their bills and fight this fight. And until I see that happen, I'm calling up my representative today. I can't even remember his name. He's so out there. I'm going to be calling him and asking him why he's not involved in this, though. Or his rep. Stop reading your press, politicians. You guys are not. You're not celebrities. You're temps. You make a good salary. You get to dress nice. You get to be on camera. You're temps. Ask Bob Inglis of South Carolina, who's now whining to every liberal outlet out there because he just has to remain relevant somehow. You're not. You're temps. You're supposed to be back running the, you know, when you're not doing this, you're supposed to be running the drugstore or something. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sun.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I've been feeling bad for Australia. You know, they've been sold a bill of goods and everything. And, you know, everybody always points to Australia. This is the way it should be for you Yanks, you know, for America and everything else. Over in Australia, they have these apparent rags called the Sydney Morning Herald and the Age, and they have a budding, I want to be the next Piers Morgan named Nick O'Malley. Nick is apparently rabidly anti-gun, to the point that he's willing to fabricate and fictionalize what he's writing as fact. So he published this to be read back to the folks back home. While political attention in the United States last week was focused on Hillary's emails and the Republican Party's attempts to derail nuclear negotiations with Iran, the National Rifle Association enjoyed yet another victory. This time, America's most powerful lobby group managed to block a move to ban the free sale of armor-piercing bullets for handguns. The so-called green tip ammunition, which is designed to pierce helmets and body armor, has been legal in America for use in the art. This is what he writes now, okay? This is not me making it up. Art the Russi -15 rifles. Art the Russi -15 rifles. These are the military-style semi-automatic rifles that became popular hunting and self-defense weapons in the nation after their high-profile use in the massacres in a Sandy Hook primary school and a Colorado cinema. So-called AM-855 round, also known as the cop killer, is now the second most popular ammunition for use in America's most popular rifle. One popular recent YouTube video shows a man firing a green tip round through nearly 6.35 millimeters of steel and into a wooden log in his backyard. Uh-huh. Well, first and foremost, this was never, you know, the AR platform has never been designed as a handgun because we are Americans and we do things that, I don't know, we do things that have a capitalistic bent to it. We have designed handguns that are AR-15s that are no more concealable than the large family-sized box of Wheaties with barbed wire wrapped around it. They are unconcealable. The M855 is a rifle cartridge designed in the 1970s to be fired out of a 5.56 millimeter rifle barrel with a 20 inch barrel. It is not now, nor has it ever been, considered a handgun bullet. It was designed to have two functions. It was designed to punch a hole through the Russian military helmet at 600 meters, which was, you know, before the days of Kevlar and advanced ceramics and all this other stuff, we wore buckets. We wore steel buckets with a liner to make them a little more comfortable. But the helmets of the land were just steel buckets. And, you know, high-velocity rounds had no problem piercing these things. They were more designed to keep you from being hit by something flying overhead or shrapnel or something else, not from anything directed at your head. They were also designed to prevent the yawing and fragmentation that made NATO consider the all-lead Full Metal Jacket M193 inhumane because of the damage it caused under Hague Convention agreements. So this was why it was designed. Centerfire rifle rounds. All centerfire rifle rounds will defeat level 3, level 2 soft body armor. End of story. It would be cheaper and more constitutional to give the cops better armor. I get tired of saying that. Now, the M855 has never killed a cop. Singular. It is not a cop killer bullet. It is not designed. It has never been used in the commission of a crime against a police officer. The Fraternal Order of Police put this out about this during the ban talk. Any ammunition is of concern to police in the wrong hands. But this specific round has not posed a law enforcement problem, according to James Pasco, Executive Director of the Washington Office of the Fraternal Order of Police. The 855 is not a cop killer round. O'Malley made that one up out of thin air. The other thing he mentions in this is the reason that the AR-15 is so popular is that me and you, when we were watching the news and we saw what happened in Aurora and we saw what happened in Sandy Hook, we just had to go out and get one of these things because they just kill so many people. This is what I love about somebody that will come to work here. What they will say about the majority of adults in the United States today. Majority of adults own guns in the United States today. And, you know, I was watching the news back in December 2012, and I was like, I got to have me one of them. Oh, yeah, I had three at the time already. I didn't need a new one. .855 in a video that was put together by... There's been a few people that have gotten out there and done this. What's the name of that? Demolition Ranch. Demolition Ranch is the name of the YouTube channel. And the kid on there, the kid is a marketing genius, but he's also can shoot. And they set an AR-500 armor plate out there and shot at it with three magazines full of, it may have been 855. It was 855. They had two penetrations after multiple strikes to the same place in the final magazine. In other words, they were hitting somehow inexplicably. I don't know at what range they were shooting, but they were punching it and hitting it. 88 out of 90 rounds stopped. Two rounds made it through. Now, I don't know about you. If I am a target... If I am a target and somebody has shot at me 90 times and I haven't moved, I probably deserve to be popped. I probably deserve to be put out of my misery. But the 855 performs so badly against unarmored targets. It's horrible against unarmored targets. The Army doesn't use the 855 anymore. They use something called the 855A1, which they just made it, you know, I guess they just used the same nomenclature as they referred to it in order to make NATO feel a little less, I don't know, you know, icky about it. Because we got to be concerned with what NATO thinks. The Marines have adopted something called the MK-318, and special operations units and designated marksmen in every branch favor the MK-262. I don't know what the difference is in all of these rounds. They obviously do. They prefer them for their task mission. And that's why they use them. A round, if you're shooting a round at somebody, that round should be designed to put them out like a light. I hate to put it that way. The wound created by the 855 very closely resembles that of a 9mm 124 grain full metal jacket. It is an ice pick wound. It's a little pucker. And that does not translate into shock trauma. Shock trauma rules in a firefight. How much shock trauma can you introduce? Getting the guy out of the fight where you're just standing there waiting on everybody to show up. But Nick O'Malley, why must you lie? Well, you're an anti-gunner. That's why. You've seen it all. You've seen the Kellys and the Giffordses and all these others. Lie. That's what gun control is about. Gun control is about a lie. And the lie is the distraction. It's just like everything else. As we wind this hour down, let's go out with the same thing we led in with. Gun control is a distraction to get you to look at something other than the fact that they are failing at keeping dangerous people off the streets. Telling you things like we don't have beds means, translation, we think it's okay for dangerous people, mentally ill, dangerous people to walk around because they got no bid. We'd rather see them walking around and maybe doing something like, you know, I don't know, something bad. And then we can go after guns while we leave those same crazy people to walk around and knife you the next time out. Enjoy your republic if you can keep it. Coming up next from Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan, on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.